This video will focus on the very basic of sustainable development. I'm going to cover topics such as the global environmental and social challenges, sustainable development goals, and then I will explain how sustainable development is vital for the companies. I will start by explaining what kind of environmental challenges we have in the world today. Probably the two major concerns are climate change and loss of biodiversity. We have seen in the news during the summertime information about the heat waves all over the world, storms and droughts and forest fires, which most likely are connected with the climate change. There are already companies that are starting to address the issue of climate change and climate change mitigation. I will give you some examples of that during my videos. Loss of biodiversity is another major environmental concern at the moment. And this is something that companies are just about starting to get familiar with. They are starting to figure out that what kind of an impact on the biodiversity and especially on the biodiversity loss their operations are causing. Mainly the biodiversity issues deal with the land use. So what do we use the land? Do we have a forest or even rainforest there? Or are we building infrastructure or factories in that area? Pollution is also a major concern in many areas. Pollution can be pollution to air, water, or land. Then in general, we are using the resources, so the raw material, in extensive amounts, and some of the resources are scarce at the moment. And then there are scientists that are worried about the planet's carrying capacity. I personally don't believe that we as humans can really destroy the planet, but it seems that we are able to make it not as a nice place for us as humans to live on. Then there are also the social challenges, and they mainly deal with the injustice and inequity. In, for example, how the economic wealth is distributed in the world, how the environmental problems are distributed in the world. Also, they deal with health issues, gender and education. Some major concerns in this area are the very basic human rights, the food insecurity that deals with, for example, the issue that do we use the raw material to produce food or do we use that as fuels to produce electricity or energy in general. Then we have examples of different types of conflicts, even wars around the world, and then also the falling political systems will cause problems in the social issues. And also globalization is one source of injustice and inequity in the world. Persons living in the Western world have really benefited from the globalization, but then again, people living in the global South, they are bearing the consequences of globalization. To address these concerns, United Nations have created the Sustainable Development Goals. There are altogether 17 goals, which then are further divided into sub-themes and even to indicators. There are much more material in the Moodle page on the Sustainable Development Goals, and I'm also going to mention these in my other videos as well. Basically, these are goals for countries or regions to apply to think that how they will address the, for example, the first one, the no poverty goal. But then again, there are also companies that are starting to address these, and they think or have started to think that how their operations will affect, for example, the number 13 climate action. And I'm actually also going to give examples of those, the company examples during the videos. And also our studies in corporate environmental management, we have listed that how our courses affect these goals. And then there is the question that how does sustainable development relate with business practices? I have gathered in this slide some ideas of the development, how different researchers or organizations have seen that what is the responsibility of a company. Quite often said first mention on this topic is the Milton Friedman's phrase that social responsibility of business is to increase its profits. Basically meaning that company just needs to focus on making money, and other than that, it isn't really a concern of a company. This view has been challenged quite many times afterwards. And for example, there is the stakeholder theory that says that companies serve the interest of stakeholders. Why kind of we are talking about stakeholders is that the Milton Friedman's view focuses mainly on the shareholders, the owners of the companies. And then the stakeholder view makes the group of persons that are interested of the company's performance much larger. Then there was a book called Walking the Talk, which says that company needs to be run in the best interest of the human society and the natural environment, both now and in the future. This brings the natural environment into the discussion, that we don't, or the company shouldn't only focus on the persons or group of persons around them, but also to focus on the nature and to think about that effect what the company is having on the environment. And also that they shouldn't just focus on the current action, but to think that what kind of a future legacy or future impact is that company or the whole industry causing. And then my last point here is about who should solve or be part of the solution of the global challenges what we have. It says that as the companies have contributed or are major source of the problems, they should also be part of the solution. There are quite so many companies that take sustainable development or sustainable business very seriously, and they have found solutions how to solve or at least be a part of the solution of the global challenges. But then again, there are quite so many companies still that don't really focus too much on sustainable development and the challenges that what we have in the world at the moment.